This week we are looking at an incident in Jesus' life, which was recorded in Matthew's Gospel. Jesus had left the area around Jerusalem and was in the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." It is obvious from Matthew's account that this woman was persistent in her request. Eventually, the disciples got tired of her impassioned requests. Did they ask Jesus to cure the woman's daughter, thus bringing silence and peace? If so, the disciples were acting as loving friends, ones who pray on behalf of another, imploring God's blessing in time of trouble. We hope that is the case. The other possibility, the disciples crave silence more than seeing the woman helped. They possibly did not care if the woman's daughter was healed, only that the irritation stop. This often is the way we look at the plight of others, with indifference and apathy, seeing our own benefit over the needs of our neighbor. If this is the case, the disciples were not acting with Christian love, but out of selfish motives. When we are confronted with someone's needs, we ask our Father to give us the strength to help, to be the answer to their prayer, to reflect God's love by serving our neighbor. May our Lord open our eyes to our neighbor's needs and our hearts to act to help in times of trouble. Amen.